And we can report this morning that a decades-old mystery over the death of a baby in Australia has been solved. Back in the 1980s, the case of an infant killed in the outback drew worldwide attention. Now, a coroner has found that the killer was a dingo. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney.
The disappearance of 9-week-old Azaria Chamberlain during a family camping trip to Australia's outback in 1980 became one of the country's most infamous trials and a media spectacle.
The prosecution says that here, Lindy Chamberlain cut the throat of her baby and husband Michael helped cover up the homicide.
In many ways, it was Australia's version of the O.J. Simpson trial. The glaring media attention divided the nation. Wild theories made front-page headlines. The Chamberlains were vilified by the press, leading many to believe it tainted the jury. Lindy Chamberlain served 3 years in prison for her daughter's murder before new evidence exonerated both her and her husband. The case became the subject of books, a TV series, an opera, and even a Hollywood movie, with Meryl Streep uttering a line that's become synonymous with Australia. Three decades later, after three previous coroner's inquests, a criminal trial, and a royal commission, the case remained, officially at least, unsolved. Lindy Chamberlain told Australian television it was still important to clear their name.
It was always unfinished business. While you have an open finding, it can always be opened at any stage. And there were so many misconceptions and rumours, and even today.
But the findings of a fourth coroner's inquest have finally delivered the ruling the Chamberlains have been fighting for.
I am satisfied that the evidence is sufficiently adequate to find that what occurred on the 17th of August 1980, a dingo or dingoes entered the tent, took Azaria and carried and dragged her from the immediate area.
Father Michael Chamberlain says the family feels vindicated, finally.
This has been a terrifying battle, bitter at times, but now some healing and a chance to put our daughter's spirit to rest.
The Chamberlains had claimed that a dingo opened the tent and carried off their infant daughter. Since the last inquest in 1995, there have been hundreds of documented attacks on people by dingoes, resulting in at least three fatalities. Lindy Chamberlain says she still doesn't know how to feel about the ruling.
I celebrate the final triumph of truth, but I don't celebrate her death, and the two are so intertwined.
The public has come to view the treatment of the Chamberlains, both by the courts and the country's media, as one of Australia's greatest miscarriages of justice. The couple divorced as a result. Lindy had to give birth to her second daughter while in prison. The Chamberlains were eventually given more than $1 million as compensation for the wrongful prosecution. But Lindy Chamberlain says that's just a fraction of what they've ultimately spent to clear their names. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.